38. Jesse and Molly were finishing dinner in his office. Wood-fired pizza from the Gull, now that Spike had installed his new oven in the extension to the kitchen he'd had built. Molly said that pizza was pizza. Jesse told her that even cops could get arrested for throwing around irresponsible language like that. She had spent most of her time over the green pepper and mushroom pie, telling him that he was making a mistake trusting Crow. He told her what he'd told Crow, that he didn't trust him.
"You practically have deputized him," Molly said. "Do you honestly believe he's in this because he wants to help you? There's always an angle."
"When you say angle," he said, "I assume you don't mean horizontal." She gave him a look that had never meant anything good for him, but held her fire. "Bottom line is, I think he can help," Jesse said. "He already has helped, and you know it."
"You'll be sorry," she said, and then added, "like I am."
"You need to let things go," he said.
"Look who's talking," she said.
He changed the subject, asking when Michael would be back. She said in a week or so that the boss, Teddy Altman, wanted to make a quick side trip to Paris to visit a boat building company there that was supposed to be one of the best in the world. Jesse said Molly would be less cranky when Michael was back. She accused him of being a sexist pig and snapped that she wasn't cranky. Jesse said she sure sounded cranky. It went like that for a few minutes, the two of them once again sounding like an old, bickering, married couple, before they cleaned up and walked outside to the back lot and got into their cars. Jesse drove to the Throw, where everything had started, where he'd found the mayor of Paradise, his friend and left-handed first baseman, dead because of a single shot fired into his right temple. He didn't know whether Neil had died here or had been moved here, and might never know. What had Neil died knowing? He kept coming back to that. Where else? Did he know what Ben Gage knew? Something else Jesse might never know. Jesse walked back to the grave where he'd found Neil. The sound of the ocean behind him and the sound of nightbirds all around him. He was finally walking back to the Explorer when his phone rang. He took it out of the side pocket of his jacket. Unknown caller. He wondered if Vinnie Morris might have turned up something new on Billy Singer when he heard the scared, weak voice of Kate O'Hara, sounding as if it were about to shatter.
"Jesse, please help me,"